Today's scripture reading comes from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that as your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth and insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes from Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of God.
Hello. Anyone planning to go to Martinique? It's Martin Unique. Martinique. Because I'm going to repeat the sermon next week. If you're not going there, fine. Today is Thanksgiving, so the subject will be giving thanks to God. I thank my God. It's taken from the scripture. Without much time, I go into point number one. I give my thanks to God. Number one, give thanks for everything. I'm sure you all agree. But do we do that every day? Do we really count our blessings? Or we take things for granted, take God for granted? The scripture says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lots of things that we enjoy, lots of things that we use or we do every day. We thought these are all natural. These are all, we are entitled to all this, including our job, our health. We have a house to live in. Not everyone in this city live in a house. And then a lot of things that we enjoy, even clean water. When you drink your water, do you thank God for clean water? Billions of people in this world, they don't have clean water to drink. So we want to give thanks in everything. You see, every day I wake up, I thank the Lord. I sit on the edge of my bed, and I thank God. Oh, I'm still alive, and thank you for giving me another day to live. And I'm sitting there, mentally scanning myself from top to bottom. Oh, my neck is moving. I can drive because I have to shoulder check, right? And then I can see. My mind is still sound. I can hear. I can breathe. And I check my shoulder. And then back, hip, and joints. Oh, today I don't have gout attack. How nice. So that constitutes a good morning. Not every day I wake up. It's painless. Sometime here and there, and I thank God when I have no pain. And I can walk to the bathroom, and again, clean water waiting for me. One of our trips, we went to different Caribbean islands. Don't be envy about our ministry. That's a little church, very small, but they have a meeting place. They have a meeting place on the second floor. Look at the balcony. Looks like this, right? Aren't you happy that you can walk into this church without bars and locks and iron gates and windows are all barred? No. Literally 2 weeks we live in this church meeting place, worship place, and also serve as a living quarters. We live behind bars. Now today you're sitting here very comfortable. And a lot of people want to worship God. They have to walk a long way to get to church. Or maybe the church environment may not be so comfortable. Oh, nice carpet and a nice seat. And if you do not feel comfortable, there are cushions in the back. And then sound system and a lot of things that we enjoy, but other people may not have. I heard of one country, people meet between buildings because they cannot afford to rent a decent place to worship. These are their worship places, between buildings, a very narrow, maybe just as wide as the aisle. So have you ever give thanks to God when you sit down? Oh, I have a home church. I have a spiritual home. The week I retired, I came back here. I feel so at home all these year and a half, many, many times sitting in the corner, enjoying worshiping with you. I thank my God that I have a place to worship. I have a very comfortable place with air condition. Have you ever give thanks to God for all the good things that you enjoy? Okay, let's go down to another point. Give thanks in all circumstances. That means good times, bad times, tough times. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Well, there was a Chinese story, very popular. Many of you know. There was a father and his son, and one day they lost a horse. One of their horses went astray and did not come back. So people were encouraging the father, oh, it's okay, don't worry about the horse. And the father said, well, that may not be a curse. It could be a blessing in disguise. So a year later, the horse came back and then bringing another wild horse, Ford Motor Company Mustang. Is it a blessing? Well, you never know. So the son tried to break the Mustang in and tried to train the wild horse to be a domestic animal. But he broke his leg. I thought it's a blessing, but now it turned into a curse. And then the father said, well, you never know. It could be a blessing in disguise. So the following week, the government official came to this family and say, hey, we randomly selected so-and-so, your son. He has to report to the military camp for training. He is drafted into the military. But when this official looked at this young man, he broke his leg. How could he serve his country? So he could stay home. So when we look at situations, sometimes we said, wow, this is a very negative situation. Oh, this is blessing, but not so necessary. You may never know what would turn out to be. So we give thanks in every circumstances, even in bad times. I was in the hospital twice in the past four or five months. Okay. I didn't know what I had for the first time when I admitted into the hospital. And I came out in a few days. I was very fortunate. And I went to see my doctor 3-4 weeks later, and I asked him, Doctor, what really happened to me? I didn't even know. Nobody told me what I had when I was in the hospital. I thought I had a bladder infection, but that was more serious than a bladder problem. And then he told me, this is very serious. This is a blood infection and can be fatal. I'm glad to see you. I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I didn't even know. Actually, when I was in the hospital, when I was in a very tough night, I spent literally 8 hours in the washroom. The nurse was very worried because the ICU nurse looked at you and monitored you, and I disappeared for 8 hours. She was knocking on the door. Are you okay? That was a very tough night. And I thought of, I used to teach people to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, what am I going to give thanks to God for? And then God reminded me, spoke to my heart, I still love you. I still love you. Yes, you still love me. I believe that. So I start to give thanks to God. You still love me. That's more than enough for me. So I start to feel better. And then think of more things to give thanks to God. I was in the hospital. So many people in this world, they have health issues, but they cannot afford to seek medical attention. Many places have no hospital. Many countries, medical assistance may not be available handily. So I was thanking God everything that I enjoy, even though I did not enjoy, but at least I was in the hospital. A team of people looked after me, dealt with my problem, and thank God that it's all God's healing. Within 5 days, I spent four nights at the hospital. Within 5 days, I could go home. Now, I heard of the same case that happened to occur to other people, that they didn't come out of the hospital alive. So I was blessed. I went home. I lived a normal, almost normal life. So in all circumstances, we give thanks, even though in tough times. And I learned that, hey, I should give thanks to God because He is always in full control of my life. And I also enjoy a lot of brothers and sisters showing their caring hands and love and praying for us, sending messages to us, supporting us. And that's something money cannot buy. I give thanks to God in all circumstances. The third point is give thanks for others. When I prepare a sermon, I study a lot of different scriptures, and I discover that, hey, Paul has a custom. He has a pattern of writing his letters. Every time he writes to a place, to a group of Christians, to new churches, he always say, I give thanks to our God for you. So I carefully took all these passages out. There were quite a lot, but I used a few today. It says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. Thank God for you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. You are famous. You are well known because of your faith. All right. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. So Paul is always thinking of other people, thanking God for other people, what they did, how they supported Paul's ministry, or they had time working together as a team, always thanking God for God's how God used his people to bless Paul. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. So I thought, maybe this is one step up for all of us to learn. Yes, we thank God always. Don't take God for granted. And then thank God in all circumstances. And this is one level up. We thank God for other people. The scripture reader read us Philippians 1, 3 to 11. Because of time, I have to cut short. I only took out a few verses. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. Hey, they worked together before. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. He wrote this letter not in a very good time. He was arrested. He was ushered to Rome. He was under house arrest. They don't have electronic braces to monitor him, so he has to be in a living quarters with soldiers around him. He was in a very tough time, but his mind is not on himself. Always think of other people. And when he write about when he wrote to the Philippians, he was in Rome and thinking about Acts chapter 16. That's the first time he went to Philippi. And I remember that, oh, that was a wonderful memory. Lydia and her household came to Christ. And a slave girl who could tell fortune to people through the power of an evil spirit, she was set free. And then Paul was arrested because of this slave girl. He was arrested, tortured, humiliated in the public, and imprisoned without a trial. Paul counted all these as his joy. Why? Because after all these mistreatment, suffering, the jailer and his family came to Christ. So he was thinking about all the good memories. Yes, I suffer a lot, but at the end, it's victory. It's God's victory. I thank God for you because I was able to minister to people in Philippi. So his mind is not on how much I'm tolerating. He thanked God for other people because his mind is always serving people, loving people, caring for people. We are in God's body. Christ's body is one body. No matter you're Knight Street, and I was for a while, Fraserland, or some people maybe attending 10th, maybe another denomination, but we are still one body. So when you think of other people, you are praying for other people and thanking God for other people, you are actually strengthening the body. You are boosting up the immune system of this body. So try this. Pray for other people and give thanks for other people. I skipped a little bit, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So you pray for other people, thank God for other people, you are strengthening other people, strengthening your body of Jesus Christ. So this is a healthy thing to do. Keep this body healthy. 1 Samuel 17 tells you David killed Goliath. And 18, here, King Saul wasn't too happy about it. As the women was dancing, they sang, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. King Saul wasn't too happy about it. At the end, verse 9, it says, and from that time on, Saul kept a close eye on David. And in other versions, you will find the word jealousy or jealously. He wasn't too happy. Because someone as younger, more able, and did a good job, he was angry. When I serve, I have a team of pastors serving with me. When I look around, they all have better education than I do. Some are very able in certain areas, and they are experts in maybe youth, maybe children, maybe in another language. God told me, you don't have to look at them. You don't have to compare with them. You should be thankful that I put all these people around you to help you, to make this church more complete, make the church more healthy. So I never jealous about my co-workers. And even some leaders, elders, they are more capable than I do. They can preach better than I do. But I don't have to be envy about them. Because God put them together as a team. If King Saul pray this prayer, Philemon 1:4. I always thank God as I remember you, David, in my prayers. I don't think he would die in a battle, and Jonathan would not be killed in a battle. King Saul would not be possessed by the evil spirit. King Saul would not lose his kingdom. But at that point, he was going downhill. And that's the end of its kingship. I wish King Saul prayed this prayer. Thank God for David. Thanking God for bringing a brilliant, strong, and bold warrior into his leadership team. His kingdom will be a different kingdom. History has to be rewritten. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Now, thanking God is a joy. Thanking God for others is a greater joy. So have you blessed somebody today so that people can thank God for you? Now I turn the table around. All right. Yes, I should be thanking God for other people, but now are you a person who is contributing, building up other people so that when they pray, they will thank God for you? Are you that someone your pastors always thank God for? If you do that, if you help, support, pray for your church leaders, I don't think you will have a lot of things to complain about. You will pray with them, you will shoulder to shoulder, help them to bear the burden. So 3 points, very easy to remember. Give thanks for everything. Don't take things for granted. Give thanks in all circumstances. I think 1 and 2, you all agree. But I want you to go home and practice. And then number 3 is one level up. Give thanks for others. Start to think of other people. Give thanks for other people, how they achieve, how they contribute to your fellowship, to your small group, to the church worship. Start thinking of other people, how they could be a blessing to you, to other people, and imitate them. You will become someone people thank God for. All right? This is a repeat. This is Thanksgiving Sunday, so take this as an assignment. Start doing all this. Thanksgiving brings joy, and thanking God for other people brings greater joy. And I hope you accept that and start practicing all this.